The European Union today appealed to the governor of the US state of Kentucky to commute the execution of a man convicted of killing a police officer. The EU protested a decision last week by the US Supreme Court to allow the continued use of lethal injection as a means of carrying out the death penalty. The European Union also restated its opposition to capital punishment. Dale S. Recinella is a chaplain for the state of Florida's death row. He's currently in Italy on a speaking tour to talk about the fight against capital punishment. He says the Supreme Court decision was a disappointment for opponents of the death penalty in the United States.
Every time a major case is before the U.S. Supreme Court, their first decision, which isn't written but which must be made before they make a written decision in the case, must be whether to deal with it as narrowly as possible, just the very, very minute specifics of the facts, or to deal with it as broadly as possible. In this case, there was the potential to deal with it as broadly as possible and to say simply that capital punishment is cruel and inhumane, it's unnecessary, and it's not constitutional in this day and age in a first world democracy. That's what we had hoped for. They opted to make the decision as narrowly as possible, so narrowly that one of the judges that were in the majority, 7-2, said because of precedent and the narrowness of our scope in this case, I must go along with the majority. But I'm going on record that capital punishment should be stopped in the United States. It's cruel and inhumane, period. So it was a very disappointing decision. And what it does mean immediately is that the execution machinery is going to restart.